This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh is currently holding a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart General Nakatani in New Delhi. Both sides are exchanging views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discussing ways to further deepen the bilateral defense cooperation. In his opening remarks, the defense minister thanked the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He complimented General Nakatani for his contribution to deepening the Indo-Japan defense relations.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Ahead of the meeting, General Nakatani was given a tri-services guard of honor. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite the Kupwara, Baramula, Poonch, Rajouri, Mendhar, Naushera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor areas of Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian troops responded promptly and proportionately. There were no reports of any casualties. The BJP today hit out at the Congress following its leader Ajay Rai's alleged objectionable remarks against the government on Pahalgam terror attack. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, on the one hand, Pakistan is continuously violating the ceasefire agreement on the border, and on the other, the Congress and India bloc leaders are making statements targeting the army.
अगर पाकिस्तान की सेना को लगता है कि उनके इन प्रयासों से भारत की सेना डिमोरलाइज हो सकती है तो मुझे लगता है ठीक उसी भाव से इंडी गठबंधन और कांग्रेस के तमाम नेता अपने बयानों के गोले बरसाते हैं जो भारत की सेना के मनोबल को कम करने के लिए लक्षित होते हैं.
The BJP leader asserted that the perpetrators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be hunted down and punished. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple road projects worth 3,900 crore rupees at Sirpur Kagaj Nagar in Telangana today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gadkari reaffirmed the centre's commitment to strengthening road infrastructure in the state. He also expressed readiness to develop thousands of Amrit Sarovars along national highways in the state to support the farming community. The Supreme Court will hear a batch of petitions today challenging the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna, Justice Sanjay Kumar and Justice K.V. Vishwanathan will hear the matter at 2 p.m. The bench had clarified in its hearing on the 17th of last month that today's posting is for a preliminary hearing and, if necessary, interim orders will be passed. In Uttarakhand, the Meteorological Department today issued a warning for rain, hailstorm and thunderstorms across the state during the next 3 days. According to the department, there is also a possibility of hail accompanied by thunder and strong winds at isolated places. As per the latest weather bulletin, a red alert has been declared for heavy rain, hailstorm and snowfall in Uttarkashi district on Wednesday and Thursday. Chamoli, Rudraprayag, Pithoragarh and Bageshwar are also likely to experience heavy rain and snowfall during this period. In view of the alert, all district administrations have been instructed to remain vigilant. Authorities have urged the public to avoid non-essential travel and follow safety guidelines. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in afternoon trade today amid continued foreign fund inflows and positive global cues. On the sectoral front, services, utilities as well as oil and gas were leading, while selling pressure was seen in the banking stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 274 points or 0.34% to 80,776 and NSE Nifty increased 107 points or 0.44%. to 24,454 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.